Have you ever had a sour experience in a restaurant or a retail store that prompted you to say, I want to see the manager? Maybe you felt the server was out of line, or perhaps you had a disagreement at the return desk. When we say, I want to see the manager, we are really appealing to a higher authority to settle our problem. We've had enough, and we want to be satisfied. Been there? Reflect with me for a moment on that experience. When we say, I want to see the manager, we don't really mean we want to see the manager. What we're really saying is, I want to see things go my way, or I want my complaint settled in my favor. We mean to be satisfied. We most likely have never met the manager or know anything about her. Now consider this. Do we treat Jesus like the manager of a store when our experience turns sour? Is our desire to see Jesus really a desire in our heart to get our own way? When we're honest with ourselves, I think we would have to admit that there are many times our desire to see Jesus is really our desire to get our own way on our terms. It's okay to confess that. The Lord already knows, and He knows how to change our hearts. In fact, that's one reason that Jesus was sent to us. He came so we could indeed see Him by the power of the Holy Spirit, and in seeing Him, come to know Him and His Father who sent Him. That's why we can pray with boldness this prayer, recorded by David, who went from seeking his own way to desiring to see and be transformed by God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. When we really see Jesus and see his Father, which he reveals by the Spirit, we find that the desires of our heart are satisfied, or at least settled in him. We come to want to see Jesus because he and the revelation of his Father is beautiful to behold. This is when our desire grows to want to know him personally for who he is and not as a means to get our own way. May our Father give you eyes to see how he is working even in your sour experiences and fill you with joy as you walk with Jesus. I'm Jeff Broadnax, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.